told, come, don't spare a moment. Come immediately.
Put an alleged eyewitness on here.
This is a disaster. I want to go back, if I may, now to Mr. Stevenson, who's the off-duty police officer. Can you add something, Mr. Stevenson?
All I know is that from what I saw and from what I've heard, it seems like the explosion itself occurred within the lower frame of the airplane, more towards the, you know, the tail. It seems like that's where it derived from. And from what I've gathered and from what some of my off-duty and on-duty officers have said is that it looks like O.J. Simpson was driving the plane.
Okay, we will just forego that kind of remark, which I must tell you makes me... I shouldn't be, but makes me slightly suspicious about Mr. Stevenson, but I may be wrong.
I shouldn't be, but once again, he blows it.
I sound ungrateful. It is because in live television like this, we have been burned before by eyewitnesses who turned out not to be.
I'd ask everybody to be quiet for a moment. We have
and perhaps the most famous occasion for us, at least, was during the inevitable parade that O.J. Simpson and the Los Angeles police...
How are you?
Freeways of Los Angeles.
Just as tense as you are, sir.
Oh, my Lord, this is quite tense.
What can you see?
Arrested.
Oh, what I'm looking
that
at
is
now,
what
is
the
W... at the van, and I see O.J. kind of slouching down, looking very, very upset. Now, looky here, he looks very upset. I don't know what he's going to be doing.
Can you see him doing anything specific? Is he merely sitting there?
He tries to sound so smooth, even when he's being completely bamboozled.
I know it. You got to get a job to stay with a 1-900 line.
It's just too much commotion. I have here in the back of a news van, so I can't really hear that good, but I can see it all. And I see O.J. I see O.J., man, and he looks scared. And I would be scared because there's cops all deep in this.
Thank you, Mr. Higgins.
I'm a buoy to y'all.
Hey, it's so funny that he refuses to just come out and say, oh, man, what an ass wipe.
Right.
Pulling that. I mean, this is the middle of a tragedy and some clown calls up. But he actually says, well, I shouldn't say anything, but we have been duped before. And he more or less apologizes for considering the fact that this guy might be a phony, even though he claims O.J. Simpson was driving the plane.
That's exactly right. And further, he goes on to say, I should be suspicious, or I shouldn't be suspicious, and da-da. Play that again, because the remark is absolutely unbelievable. It's like, well, I shouldn't be suspicious, that's you right. know, maybe. Basically
airplane
saying maybe
more
it's okay.
The tail. It seems like that's where it derived
He's
from.
He's basically saying maybe
and,
this guy's credible.
From what I've gathered and from what some of my off-duty and on-duty officers have said is that it looks like O.J. Simpson was driving the plane.
Now listen to this.
Okay, we would just forego that kind of remark, which I must tell you makes me... I shouldn't be, but makes me slightly suspicious about Mr. Stevenson, but I may be wrong, and if I
am... No, wait a minute, right there. There
what
you
a moron.
Right there.
Come on, as if O.J. Simpson could actually be driving
right.
the plane.
And maybe I shouldn't be, but, you know...
And as if anyone could tell who is driving the plane
he was assigning,
from the ground.
He was assigning credibility to a guy that's saying, and O.J. was driving the plane.
Oh, boy.
What an ass. What a sick...
Okay, well, on to saluting one of our finest listeners, Jim, who works in the, let's see, I was going to call it the security industry. What did the Tom Arnold guy, remember the guy that had all the plastic surgery to look like Tom Arnold? What
right.
did he call security? Robbery prevention.
Something like that.
He said, yeah. No, it's not security. I work in robbery prevention.
Yeah.
Well, Jim works in robbery prevention, and he tapes the morning show, let's see, while he's sleeping. And then when he wakes up, he takes the tape into work. And just, I guess, to overcome the boredom, he got sick of Game Boy or something and started documenting all butt mic appearances. And he put them all into one tape, and he even rates them.
Yeah.
Much like the Milford pastor who rated the bathroom exploits
yeah, exactly.
of his parishioners.
And apparently within there is evidence that there wasn't just one that had a slight odeur.
Are we starting with number one, Rob?
Right from the top.
Okay.
All right, what's this one called?
Founder of Pluto speaks to Butt Mike. Is there anything special?
Life.
Uh-huh.
Very cold.
Well, Butt Mike want to know more about
cold enough on Pluto
Uranus.
For even methane to be stone on the surface.
It only got
right
one star. He
yeah.
only gave it one star.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, it wasn't very loud.
I don't, yeah.
Butt Mike off with video thief's granny. I don't know what that means.
I don't
Two
know.
Stars.
That's my message to Granny. You miserable, wrinkled bitch.
What the hell?
I can't... Unclear what the context is.
No idea.
No idea.
Butt Mike blows off about shrinking testes. This is a 3-star Butt Mike.
Oh,
appearance.
No kidding.
I turned your mic up.
Butt Mike said apparently she sensed something coming and delegated. You have to appreciate the realm in which that fart was.
That had quite a pitch.
Yeah, that was way up there, man.
Something about phone rings that brings Butt Mike out.
Yeah, you know, you have a point there.
Oh, wait, this is Butt Mike speaking about no hockey in Winnipeg.
We're just calling to wish you good luck without hockey in Winnipeg.
What is hockey?
Hold on. Oh.
But Mike said that, you know, your team is being sold out from underneath you, and that's the end of your hockey days, and that's too bad, but your team really sucks, so the heck with it.
Well?
I can't repeat myself.
But Mike's chance with Arnie, I think he's when we're trying to eat Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I don't think this is that.
No, different Arnie?
I think this has something to do with the stash box, maybe.
Oh, and at Sotheby's, when they were selling John Lennon's stash box?
Was there an Arnie there or Ernie?
I don't know.
I could be right. So, I don't think it's Arnold.
Let's give a listen. You like?
Oh, no. No. No.
The Marriott guest.
Oh, it's not on the machine.
Oh, thank God.
Leave a private recorded
message. Mike taking a terrible chance.
Or you may press 0 to reach a Marriott operator. You may start your message.
Boy, yeah, the phone was ringing for Arnold Schwarzenegger's room.
A Tate at the front. What did you want to say, Tate?
He'll be back.
But my comments on new hat. I don't know what this is. It's a 2-star, though.
Okay.
Well, he looks like he has Unabomber hair.
Mike wears
a weird day.
Mike wears a new hat.
Uh-oh.
Question.
This is one butt good hat.
That was a question.
Been christened. That was a beauty.
Is it pitched up a little bit?
No.
It's not? Okay.
No,
sounds a little like it's running a little fast. Yeah.
Well, you know what? As a matter of fact, some of these may have a little bit of variance on them because we had a tape problem that the engineers have since fixed.
Oh.
And these are old
Can
tapes.
We very speed it down? Because Butt Mike sounds a little more high-pitched
right
than normal.
Here,
I don't care how I sound. I'm concerned about Butt Mike.
Yeah.
You don't want to mess with the veracity of Butt Mike.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, this is Butt Mike locates TV sponsor.
That was a
been
question.
Been christened. Oh, that was a beauty.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
The seamless broadcast breaks. Having just a tiny snag. Oh.
Butt Mike said he thinks it's, perhaps a television station or something.
He would love that, wouldn't he?
You know, he is right.
That's when I couldn't find the sponsorship for the news, I think.
I don't know that I should punish this television station.
That's right, everyone.
Attaching them
to
that prediction.
Plus. That's a plus.
But Mike offers BLT to be our ranch. This is a good one, if I remember.
Is Bert there?
Would you care to leave a message?
We were just calling because we heard that there was a... There was some kind of a problem with the mortgage, and we were wondering if that had all been taken care of. Or,
but Mike said he had some BLTs he wanted to deliver there as well today.
That also comes from the tape Great Moments in Composure. So that was from
right.
when I held my composure.
And isn't that also where the one woman started to chuckle?
Yeah, the one that picked up the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, she knew.
But Mike speaks without scope.
Oh, I find it. I think this has been doctored.
When I watch it, I like to pretend it's happening live, or else the suspension of reality is destroyed.
But Mike said most of that isn't factual anyway, but you must appreciate the way he wrote it.
I don't know. I think he got it out of one of these. They do give you clues, but I always just brush right by him. I don't want to know. Oh, you creep.
But
oh, great.
Has bad breath today.
Great, we got a nice pungent BLT fart. Oh, man. He's so happy. It's a Jim Arnold fart. It's got tremendous hang time. Oh, God. Oh. It's like Chernobyl, and I got caught in the downdraft.
Put your nose right here. Now, can't.
Oh, God. Get away from me. I'm waving back.
Oh, Jesus. This is evacuation area. Clinton
definitely
declared it a disaster.
Code blue.
Oh, man, I apologize.
I know, you're so sorry. You're so sorry.
Oh, my God, my stomach. Okay.
This is, and if you just joined us, alert listener Jim, who works in the robbery prevention business, records a morning show because he sleeps during it and listens back to it at work, and he has documented and edited down the many appearances Butt Mike has made on his various tapes.
What an effort.
And labeled them, typed them, too.
Yeah.
This is Butt Mike's food order.
It's deluxe!
Oh, get that mic away from me. Get the mic away from me.
But Mike said I want a large fry and a chocolate malt also.
But Mike's food order.
No,
no. There's no smell. He's denying this.
But Mike Delbert Harris, I don't remember this. It's a 3-star fart, though.
Really? On Delbert?
I don't know.
That's weird.
Let's find out.
Uh-oh.
Whoa! For
God's sakes.
But Mike said, welcome to the Motor City, Mr. Delbert Harris and friends. He doesn't understand that the guy's sleeping. He doesn't have a brain. What can you do?
Oh, we were holding for Delbert at the hotel.
That was a beauty.
This one is this is a 2-star fart. Butt Mike says, what a beast.
I have a heart attack.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
He didn't have much to say about the beaker.
What a beast.
Butt Mike does ID for Paul Tracy?
Oh, come on.
I don't remember this. It's fine.
Well, since when have I modeled myself after them? Well, there's an ID from Butt Mike.
There you go. Said, this is Paul Tracy, and you're listening to Drew and Mike.
The other one.
All right.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Butt Mike said,
they
Leon
are
Challenge.
Smoking
there's
hot.
A book on my...
Babes haven't worked out too well for him.
How many times? He's been married twice since his...
But Mike said, smell this.
What was that?
That was Butt Mike says, smell this. I'm kind of just running through him now. This is Butt Mike tries to outdo Rob's SBD. It only gets 1-star, though.
Oh, no. Another bad moment.
A failed effort.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
That's a cloud of something.
It's smoke.
Oh, now
man.
Smoke
I'm
comes
sorry.
Out of there, huh?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Perhaps a break is in order.
You know, Drew, I'd appreciate it.
Well, we missed the part. Hmm. This is Butt Mike just singing along.
Oh, he's jealous.
Oh, that was the Rob one.
Oh, my God.
You, sir, for advertising that to be a fart, you go to the menstrual shed and don't you come out.
Butt Mike jumping in for no apparent reason.
He's just singing along.
Butt Mike responds to Mr. Shin. This is the guy at the Japanese embassy.
Oh, that's right.
Would you please fax it to me, what you talk about this morning?
Hold on, Butt Mike's about to say something.
I cannot,
Butt Mike said he'd like to jump twixt them for sure.
Butt Mike whispers in Harris Poll.
Can you name a Three Stooge member, one of the Three Stooges?
Curly?
Nice job, Butt Mike.
Whispered. Yeah.
Curly? Can you name another one?
Oh, that was hardly there at all.
Okay.
Butt Mike says, money grubbery.
I'm going to be ripped off.
I got a lot of stoner deadweights on the payroll, Grego.
And then they didn't even want to give me credit. Those
See, Butt much... Mike said, money grubbers.
That.
I don't need this. That's ozone, too.
Yeah, Butt Mike said, just doing my part.
Actually, that's methane.
Butt Mike is so funny. It's an ABBA cover band, I bet.
Wow, two
oh,
hot dogs.
No, not Abacus, can't be. Abacus.
Two hot dogs and a sandwich later, Butt Mike has a lot to say.
Should I just had one? I was hit by the condiment bomber, too. I got nailed.
Oh, you did on your leg there.
Yeah, it won't come off.
Oh,
there's no odeur. There's no odeur. I'm sorry. Is there? There's no stench wave, is there? That's just the room.
Wait. It's faint. I can't believe I just did that, but it's faint.
I'll admit that it's faint.
Well, anyway, Summerfest with Joe D, Mound Road, just north of Amphibian in Shelby Township.
Hey, coming up on Captain Kangaroo here.
Oh, great.
He uses him more than his own farts.
He's spitting out his coffee. He's so proud.
Oh, that's where the stench is ever increasing. Oh, man.
Up Mike speaks to Captain Kangaroo.
All right. Are you pretty much doing the children's book thing? Or I mean, in your own time.
I'm an adult. I'm not into the children's thing. I get away from children. I get away from all that. I read a lot of stuff.
That
I
was a kinder, gentler fart.
Nifty book. James Lee Burke, do you know?
Oh, that was us talking over the replay. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't remember being that.
It was unimpacted. Either that or just blocked it out.
Oh, God.
But right in the stomach. I could have taken him down.
I'm sorry.
But Mike apologized.
He did.
Ludicrous.
That was a kinder, gentler fart.
But Mike speaks to Stan Johnson.
I've got so much more technology and the much like that out there than we have. When I got the calls, I hit it and said, asked if I could talk to it.
Yeah.
Telepathic. And he said yes. And then...
Butt Mike said, yeah, right.
I went up. He sent for me, and I went up to this spaceship.
I've been real curious about this one. It's labeled, Butt Mike says, I want to see your crazy drawings.
What in the hell?
It's a 2-star.
Oh, my God.
What was the meaning of that?
Butt Mike says, I want to see your crazy drawings.
I have no idea what the context
is. You suppose that was calling Jonathan Winters, maybe?
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
It just hit me.
Butt Mike
seeks to
speak to all celebrities now,
and again, those phone rings, man. Treacherous.
Butt Mike's message to Katie Segal. This is when we got her answering machine from Married with Children.
Hi, Katie. I was going to introduce you to Tate, but Butt Mike wants to say
Oh, my God. I couldn't shut him up. Butt Mike just says he appreciates your work, loves you very much, and perhaps we'll call another time.
Bye.
Stan, standing near a tree trunk.
Hey, Stan is kind of a studly-looking dude, you know?
He's a little bit Grizzly Adams, a little bit.
Based
you know what I mean?
His inscription in the book to Drew, that thing hanging off his chin is probably actually his wife.
Oh, come on. Butt Mike agrees with you completely.
This one allegedly smells.
He'd be a...
Oh, cute.
I'm sorry.
butt might need scope today.
Stop waving it around. What is that?
What's so damn funny?
Nothing, Stan. Sorry.
Stan standing. Oh, my God.
Hey, it's left my quadrant.
Standing near the tree stump where he first saw a Sasquatch man.
Here, I'll fan you. It's the first and last time I'll ever do that.
Turns out to be a lie.
This is a three-star fart.
You know, meeting a George Harrison, a guy of that stature, I'm sure there was probably a part of you that wanted to share something with him. Did you tell him about the Huggies and the Depends and just?
Oh, no, we didn't talk about that at all.
No,
he was on time. We just talked at that time. We just talked about.
Did you share the thing about the cloth towels though, and how dangerous that could be?
We didn't mention nothing about that.
Well, Butt Mike was running. Like, what other major stars have you run with?
His wife took the call and she insisted on talking and she ended up kind of wigging out and hanging up on us.
Yeah, well. I wrote in a letter told him he was going to be on some talk shows, and Pat Blinn told me he was going to have him on some talk shows. I said, you want some...
But Mike said, shut up and let Stan talk.
That's
Christ
the way
sake.
To get it.
Right, yeah.
That was when he was on with Stan. That was Ray.
You seem to know there's a pattern of these where you know it's coming, and your voice, as you're asking the question, begins to...
He hears the telltale...
Because you're about to laugh, but you're trying to keep your composure.
Well, this is a telltale rustling.
As soon as I hear that, I know what's coming.
Yeah, that's where Butt Mike just comes out from underneath the pile of leaves.
Ray, he knows when there's a camera in the vicinity, and he does not like it.
Hey, listen. There's a camera. When you're sitting in a tree, the human scent goes in the sky. That's the way the Indian hunts. Wasn't very long because Tack cut us off. I cut him off.
I just wanted to talk to him about Bigfoot. I didn't want to hear the man make love to himself. I mean,
yeah, what an ego, what a stench.
Yeah, he definitely is about as well known as anything that's ever happened on this show.
Oh man!
But Mike says that. He's extremely jealous of Tate, and he's been upstaged by him.
James, you know what's incredible? Concerned. I don't know if you saw him there, but the actual announcer from the Hindenburg crash.
you... Bud Mike has bad breath this morning. Yeah, here, have some scope.
Oh, man. James, I wish you and I could change places right now.
James, what the hell is going on?
What I was saying...
I had no idea there's so many stench episodes. But,
we'll wrap it up with two three-star Butt Mike appearances. Butt Mike says...
It's like the fireworks.
Wow.
Yeah, the grand finale. Butt Mike says, way too much, followed by Butt Mike says... 1 second only, Dr. Abian. That must be an early call to
must be.
Dr. Abian.
Yeah.
Hey, I told you when I was on vacation, I read that Dead book, which was so much fun.
God, yeah.
And I read a book about the Allman Brothers, too, and...
But Mike just related the entire VW ice incident on a 100-degree summer night and said that he thought that was just a scream.
That was a great story, Butt Mike. I'd have to agree with you on that. Butt Mike referring to an incident where Jerry and a couple guys, including the author, were riding around a VW bus with a nitrous tank. Oh, no, not one of those. Don't start waving it around.
Here, have some scope. Forgot to brush his teeth this morning. All right, let's. I apologize. I swear to God, let's regroup.
Jerry,
that Dead book was fabulous. It was a creeper.
I don't know how real.
Oh
God.
This is Dr. Abian, I guess.
Do you just have a couple minutes, Dr. Abian?
Okay. One moment. 1 second.
Okay. What's the word?
Said, all right,
okay,
1 second, but make it quick.
I have to tell you that I have received your phone.
That was a really dipsy doodle one there, man. That was a roller coaster of tunage.
Tip of the riff cap to Jim,
wow,
the robbery prevention expert.
Oh, my
who
God.
Who cataloged all those butt mic appearances while at work. And we didn't even ask him to do it.
No, didn't even ask him to. He just had it. That's just absolutely fabulous, man.
Now, Rob's working up, I think, the first ever appearance by butt mic.
Oh, no kidding. Is this the...
This almost turned into a butt mic roast.
Yeah, I guess it has. Yeah, yeah.
We better break before we do that.
Yeah,
is that the? We didn't play that, did we?
No.
Oh, why don't we play that? We'll do commercials and then we'll come back. The new Looney Tune on the riff, and then after we do commercials, we'll come back to Butt Mike's first appearance on WRIF, which is not on
not on
robbery prevention expert Jim's list.
Yeah, see, he didn't know it was coming. See.
Trudy welling up a little bit.
Yeah,
is it Carrie Shrug or Butt Mike?
No, I think it's the smell.
Not in here right now.
No, but I'm just living vicariously through Jim's tape.
Yep.
Well, that was what a great piece of work.
Oh, that
yeah.
There's not much. He's not missing much.
No, he's got some we hadn't even thought of.
He doesn't have Donnie Most on there though. That was a big one.
That's right.
That was a beauty.
That was too bad.
Well, that'll be on the best of Butt Mike, see.
You know, it's kind of an advantage that Butt Mike speaks so softly sometimes, though, because
if he could speak now, he would say that he doesn't want to, you know, be too intrusive.
He just want to be overbearing.
Just kind of whisper and not distract the show.
Search of quarry. What's that? On to Michelle Smith, the gold medal winning swimmer, accused so many times of steroid use, and
I think
she's for what?
Is this Michelle Smith of Ireland?
Yeah, but please call me Mike, honey.
Okay, Mike.
God's sake.
What are you up to this morning?
Just sitting around in my undies, watching Three Stooges reruns. It's great.
You must be pretty fired up, Michelle. You've won 3 gold medals already.
Well, yeah, I was pretty psyched until I just about snapped last night.
What the hell happened? I missed it.
One of these pansy-ass chick swimmers I'm rooming with tried to bitch me out for leaving the lid up on the crabber.
So, what did you do?
Well, I did exactly what any female Olympic star with clean urine would do. I opened a fresh can of whoop-ass.
Sounds like a potential steroid rage there.
Yeah.
Michelle, I'm sorry, but I do have to ask, are you taking or have you taken any steroids?
Pardon me, I didn't hear you. I was scratching my balls. What was that?
I was just asking about the steroid charges that have been bandied about.
Those charges are complete crap, and I'm going to beat the pulp out of the next prick that brings it up. Tell them. Sick of it.
But Michelle, how do you...
I asked you once, I'm not going to ask you again. Call me Mike.
Okay, I'm sorry, Mike. I just wanted to know how you explained the 15 seconds you knocked off your time in 1 year.
Well, basically, I learned how to tuck my schlong in. I was dragging on the bottom of the frickin' pool.
What about this druggy boyfriend everybody keeps talking about that you met a year ago?
Look, honey, I don't know how to tell you this, but the only thing I would ever need a man for would be to wipe my ass. Or maybe for some clean urine. And, sweetie, if you suggest one more time that I'm a heterosexual, I'll bitch slap you all the way to Barcelona.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Michelle.
Yeah, well, it's Mike, damn it.
I mean Mike.
Yeah, look, honey, I gotta run. I gotta be somewhere, and I haven't even shaved my ass or my back yet.
Okay, Mike, good luck.
Hey, keep me in mind if you take a good clean whiz.
You got it.
Okay, later, girls.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, guys, sorry I'm late.
That's okay.
It's all about the condor and how current golf courses are almost obsolete because this new ball flies so far. So Mike orders them.
Too far. Hell, I lost 40 of them.
Well, I learned about the condor...
Actually, I would hit it 20 feet into the woods.
What I learned about that ball is not only does it fly farther, it slices farther, too. So when you're off to the left, you're way off to the left now.
Yeah, right.
What a shot that was to that golf cart.
Oh my God. Yeah, that would have killed that guy. It's so amazing, isn't it? The way that thing was flying, time seemed to stand still. And the fact that they literally drove out of the path and back into it is just surreal.
I just can't tell you how badly I wish I had a video replay of that. It just was so much fun watching that. First of all, the shock that, my God, Mike had a searing line drive. All right, granted, it's well off course.
Like an ICBM.
But it's a smoking line drive. It was.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, boy, it looks like it's headed right for that. It is. It's headed right for that cart.
Yeah.
And then at the last second, like, four!
Yeah.
As if they could have reacted.
Yeah.
By that time, the guy's already hitting the accelerator. With no knowledge. They had their backs to us.
Yeah, because you know what? I think he really was hitting the accelerator, moving away from the ball as the ball hit the bag.
Yeah, he was. He was. Mm-hmm. He was. But he couldn't. It was like those.
It was like those
cartoons where, you know, they're running away from the missile or whatever.
Yes. It's just staying right with them. Yeah, exactly right.
What a shot. Well,
you know, it's
great.
A good thing he hit that accelerator because, really, that was, wow, there must have been it angelic gone, intervention.
It would have gone through the bag if he hadn't. It's kind of the principle of jumping off the plane at the last minute. You're
going to
be hit by a golf ball. You might as well be moving.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God.
Well, so here I am just breaking into sweats in a nicely air-conditioned room. What the hell?
We're going to get Delbert.